Jake started smoking when he was 15, but now he's dying from smoking the cigarettes he once sold. Welcome to New Game Plus. You're listening to a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game and then we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
Nolan.
And Nolan? Is that your name?
He's going to shorten everything and just say what he thinks.
Just get to the point.
No preface.
124.
Episode
number. And the biggest news of the week that we must talk about up front is Super Smash Bros. Is coming to Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
There was a teaser release this week that was unbelievably hype, even for someone that hasn't really played much of the series.
Oh, no. The trailer's great.
No, did it not do anything for you?
Absolutely. They're freaking amazing at hype trailers. It's the, for those of you who didn't see it, it's the squid kids from Splatoon, and they're, you know, just spraying each other and playing, and then all of a sudden they stop and turn around. There's this giant something glowing, and it zooms in on her eyeball, and you can see the Smash Bros. Logo, and then you see like Breath of the Wild Link teased in the shadows. So
you see like silhouettes in front of the blazing Smash Brothers logo. You see like the crew. So like, I think someone that's played the game can pick out a lot of the characters. Like, I think you can see Bowser and some other characters there, but you see up close silhouettes of, I believe, Mario from Mario Odyssey, Link, but Breath of the Wild style. It's hype.
Yeah. And I don't fully know if like, is it called Smash 5? What, is it a port of Smash 4?
Yeah, see, this is just a teaser. We don't know.
See,
I don't
if it's
think
a
there's
port,
anything there.
Ah, that's why I wasn't super hype. If it's a new Smash game, then that's a different story.
And that's what I'm believing.
I think
that it's going to be a new one.
Yeah, for the way they've hyped it and everything else, I think it's going to be a whole new game.
Unexpected, that's for sure. Like, I still feel like Smash 4 came out yesterday.
Hey, I'm going to keep going back to that one episode where I shared what that leak was. Do you know what else was on that list?
A new Smash? Was it really?
Yeah.
Dang. Dude, I like that list a lot. I'm ready for Fire Emblem.
I'm gonna type it out, share it in Discord this week so that we can all just keep tracking and just cross off as we go
along. Yeah, we'll have a checklist.
Yeah. Want to know the first thing I thought of when I saw the trailer?
What?
Nolan?
Holy smokes. Smoking is bad, and our retro game of the week, Rex Ronan, Experimental Surgeon.
Overview.
Did y'all get the smoking reference?
I'm shaking my head.
I just let you shine. I didn't see
it. Wish you could hear someone
smoking,
like, shake their head in disbelief, because it would be so loud in here right now.
Oh, gosh.
But it's not, because it's a podcast.
That was worse than a segue, Kenny.
Yeah, it always is. Rex Ronan, Experimental Surgeon, is an educational action video game developed by Sculpture Software and published by Raya Systems. I can actually say video game this time. Last week, I had difficulty saying video game when it came to Dragon's Lair. But at least this week, I can say video game. It's probably more light on the educational side of things.
I was going to say, can you say educational, though?
Right, although they try to force some of those facts down your throat.
Yeah.
Literally in your mouth and down your throat.
I feel like that's going to happen several more
times.
I
hope there's just a pun train this whole entire episode.
This game came out in 1994 for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. And I think we should just kind of talk about up front. Nolan, you mentioned it in your first play. I'm looking right now at the cover artwork, which is just absurd. It doesn't look anything like an experimental surgeon on
like
the front. It looks like an angry chef.
Yes, a hibachi chef looking at an oil painting of space drawn by someone who's never seen stars.
Yeah, but his name's on fire, so that should be worth something.
Edgy. Yeah. Yeah, there's so much going on the cover of this video game, and none of it alludes to what's actually happening in this game. Yeah. There's a spaceship, there's stars, there's a guy wearing, like a hibachi hat.
But let's be real.
Mark Chagall painting.
If the cover was just giant text that said Surgeon General's warning, this game is just to try and get you not to smoke, no one would play it.
I mean, true. Cover alone, as a kid, I might pick this up, you know, in a Blockbuster, in a First Play, in a whatever, Take One Video, any of those that I would have visited. This would have caught my eyes. I thought that maybe instead of just describing what the story is, this is one of the ones where I feel like I really have to read it for the full
Please
effect.
Do.
Oh, yeah. It's give us that. the official storyline. I love that.
Jake Westboro thought he had it all. A successful sales career with Blackburn Tobacco Company. A beautiful wife. A great car. which those are the three things you need, right? A successful career, a wife, and a great car. Jake started smoking when he was 15. But now he's dying from smoking the cigarettes he once sold. Dying's all in capital letters.
Yeah, there's so many all caps in this game.
Jake's only hope is Dr. Rex Ronan, a brilliant experimental surgeon. Dr. Ronan will shrink himself to near microscopic size and enter Jake's body to fight Jake's diseases.
Can I stop you real quick?
Yeah.
All right, experimental surgeon? I feel like surgery should always be by the book and not an experiment.
And have we really come down to where this is Jake's only hope? Really?
It's so
that
true.
A guy shrinks himself down?
Hey, it would make a good movie though.
No.
Like Honey, I Shrunk
the
Doctor.
Shrunk the Kids was already made, so why make
this? Like it is that. But,
oh, completely.
But here's the thing. I don't want to play a video game of even Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and that's a great movie.
That's true.
There are some things that should remain in certain media.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I agree.
Surgery should remain in the operating room.
Exactly. Not only surgery should remain in the operating room, but I think PSAs about don't do drugs should probably not be in video games, at least not done in this overt fashion. Yeah. There's got to be some creativity to it. It goes on to explain how that Blackburn Tobacco Company wanted to stop this because they didn't want the information of what tobacco does to you that's harmful. So they sent these microbots and
turrets.
Drones and droids into sleeping Jake Westboro to
was having experimental surgery done.
Yeah. Yeah,
but we're too late to get there before the doctor could go in.
So they were able to make all of these robots, shrink them down, and send them into this man's body.
Their research department is top notch.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, thankfully, Dr. Rex Ronan's there, because if it wasn't for Dr. Rex Ronan, Jake Westboro is going to die.
He is dying.
Yeah, all capital.
This is a prequel to the Westboro Baptist Church.
Yes. The sad thing is that Dr. Rex Ronan succeeds in this canon. Jake Westboro is alive.
Wait, why is that sad?
Because he no longer smokes, but he starts his own religion, the Westboro Baptist Church.
And we know the effects that they have had.
Yeah.
It's like somebody lives. That's a good ending.
Had you guys heard of this game before?
H-E we played it this week. Double. No.
Nah.
No.
Yeah, me either. It's part of an educational video game series, by the way, which if you ever want to, there's two or three other games in the series that are talking about other things that we shouldn't do.
What? Like one about alcohol, I'm assuming?
I haven't looked too much into them. One of them is called Bronchi the Bronchiosaurus. Another is called Packy and Marlin. And then Captain Novalin.
Is the Bronchiosaurus one about how dinosaurs are never real?
I mean, you can only hope, right?
Yeah, that would just make this even better.
I think it's actually about asthma.
What?
That would make total sense.
You shouldn't have asthma.
About asthma being evil. Yeah. You shouldn't get asthma.
Someone add Bronchi the Bronchiosaurus to our list, and we'll be sure that the randomizer selects it next week.
Oh my goodness! Please don't.
Gameplay.
All right, so if story didn't draw you in enough, you're playing...
Which it surely did.
Which it absolutely did, but there's more, so just buckle in.
Just you wait.
Rex Ronan is who you're playing. Microscopic Rex Ronan in Jake's mouth is where you start, at least. And you've got... Let's see. There's a lot. There's so many things to talk about. First of all, you have a toothpaste cannon.
Hold on. You're dropped off by a spaceship in between
a tiny little spaceship.
And Nolan, you called it out. This guy's wearing a full-on purple Teletubby suit with a toothpaste gun.
Looks nothing like the cover.
It is the most ridiculous looking character model.
You might not have noticed it. So on the cover, he looks white, maybe Asian, but in the video game, I'm pretty sure that our Rex Ronan's African-American. He's black.
I think
which
so.
Which just an added bonus.
I feel like a whole different studio did the cover art, and they just sent it, and they're like, that's good enough.
Yeah, that's what happened. Tell us about this toothpaste gun.
Right, yeah. So it's like a flamethrower, really. You can like hold it down, and it will shoot out, I guess, toothpaste to get rid of plaque in the mouth at first. And you build points by getting rid of plaque. But you can also use it to hurt the turrets that Blackburn Smoking Company has sent into his
mouth. Yeah, because you're also, like, you're platforming, sort of, through this mouth.
No.
LOL.
No, I guess not the mouth really yet.
But also you just said the phrase you said, which is true, is you're platforming through this mouth. That should not be a game.
No.
Yeah, that's absurd enough. But yeah, you jump on his teeth.
They're so big. It's these giant teeth. Like
they are.
Some people just don't do like mouths well. I'm one of those people, like I don't want to know your mouth business. And so when the first screen came up and it was just these giant, tacky molars. They were like boulder size molars. It was not working for me.
He also has a giant gap in between every tooth. He needed to go to the dentist a long time ago.
Well, yeah, it's part of the platforming for sure. Yeah. But so you can use your gun. But then you can also do like some jujitsu, like crazy kicks.
Yes.
You don't just jump like a normal person. You jump and do a roll in the air. Mm-hmm. And then you can do these like various kinds of kicks and roundhouse kicks to try to take out these turrets and
he's not a normal surgeon. He's an experimental surgeon.
What did you expect? Yeah, I guess.
But the roundhouse is so silly. He does a full spin and then kicks. It's not really a roundhouse.
It's not even like a momentum driven swing around kick. It's like just a spin, stop, kick.
Yeah.
You've also got so your final weapon or attack mechanism are these bombs that are throughout the mouth and lungs. We haven't gotten there yet, but You've got these vacant bombs that when you spray them with your gun, they ask true or false questions about the dangers of smoking. And if they are true and you touch the bombs, then it insta-kills all the enemies on the screen. Yeah. If it's false and you touch it, it does massive damage to you.
But I don't know if I remember, and maybe I'm just missed them or I'm misremembering, but I feel like they were almost all true.
Yeah,
they were all most clearly worded. Yeah, like
you don't really even have to read them because if they are saying anything bad about smoking, it's true.
Yeah,
right.
There are a few that are false, but I think that they also change. It's not just like my first bomb might not be yours. I think that's, some high level video game, creating here.
Randomization on your bombs.
Yeah, they've just got a list of smoking facts, and you just have to. But when it's teaching you about these bombs, it's like if you need extra time to read them, pause the game so that you can read them. Like,
yeah. It's so true.
First and foremost, their goal is to try to make you read these facts, not enjoy a game.
Yeah.
So you start in the mouth, amongst the teeth. You get to the end. You fight this kind of drone boss. And once you beat that drone, you're able to – you're picked up by your spaceship again. And then you go down the trachea. And yeah, you've got like – what is it? Like, so you've had to battle tar and the teeth. You've got like leukoplakia. Is that what it is?
Yep.
And different mucus stuff in the trachea. Then you go to the lungs. You go to the arteries. You go to the other lungs, and then the arteries. The artery sections are like the spaceship. Y'all will have to talk about
that. We should talk about those, because the like travel through the trachea and the travel through the arteries, anytime you're like traveling from place to place, there's sort of a different gameplay section that you quit.
It's just as
platforming
bad.
And, or quote unquote platforming, and you're flying down this tunnel. Yeah, and you're basically shooting obstacles that show up in front of you and dodging things in your spaceship, in your tiny little body ship, whatever it's called, and then like dodging obstacles and finding your way through.
Yeah, it's very uneventful though. Like we say, a different game mode, you're pretty much just flying through it with no variance.
And each time it happens, it's like they change the color of the tunnel. So that maybe you're in the trachea versus an artery. Yeah. But, like, it's exactly the same.
After the trachea, after the arteries, after the lungs, you come to the heart. And which, I don't know if you got this far, just because it would be torturous to play this far, right. Honestly. But the boss in the heart is a blood clot.
Heart attack.
A blood clot?
Yeah.
Come on.
And like you got to clear it out or he's going to have a heart attack.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is it in the form of? What does it look like?
It looks like all the other
plaque
and tar. Oh. It's the same exact thing. It's just slightly bigger and like regenerates while you clear it.
Regenerating, and if it grows together and touches, then he has a heart attack. So you have to like take it out in a certain amount of time. I mean, it's terrible. It's sounding a little bit exciting, but it's not, I guarantee you.
No, it's not.
You fly through your last bit of arteries before you come to the final section of the game, which is the brain, because you've got to take out this addiction at the root. It's your brain that has made these decisions. And the final boss of the game is nicotine addiction.
Clearly, I didn't get this far. How did they think to do this?
Like, thankfully, it's like a mercifully short game. Yeah. Like, it's not long, but...
Overall, but the brain section relative to all of the other sections is ridiculously long. Like, you're going to end up spending probably a third of your time in the brain.
Dang, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially because you can get lost and you don't know which way you're supposed to go and you have to go down to go back up and different things like that. But, I mean, this isn't a long game, but to be able to have the drive to play through such a horrendous, game.
I would need an experimental surgeon to shrink down, go into my brain, activate my dopamine receptors.
Wow.
And somehow make this game like... pleasurable at a neurological level.
Sounds like you're an experimental scientist.
I dabble on the side. I know about roundhouse kick.
I dabble experimentally.
Yes. So you can tell already I did not have that drive or patience to make it through. Yeah. I got to the lungs and just passed it and I was like, well, this is the worst thing.
You weren't addicted?
Oh gosh.
It's
very hard to build that up because after you beat one lungs, you have to go through the trachea or whatever, the arteries, mm-hmm. to get to the other lungs, and then you just play it again.
Yeah.
And it's already so bad. And so to play the exact same thing pretty much is hard for me to get my mind wrapped around that.
The craziest thing to me, as you like are describing it as bad gameplay, is just how repetitious it is. You're basically doing the same thing all the time.
Well, not even basically. That is the thing. Like, you are just moving through a poorly drawn, poorly developed
I think
body
that's,
part.
That's a fair assessment, I think. Because I actually, the background art, the, like, visual placement of the body, I thought for what they were trying to convey and trying to be sort of accurate I didn't think the art on this was that bad, yes, but the like game around it was super true. I didn't think it was like stellar art. It didn't blow me away, but I felt like they tried to be sort of accurate. I like the brain and the little like synapses, and there were moments that I was like, the background doesn't bother me. His character model was the worst thing that ever happened to me in my entire life.
Well, Dustin mentioned that he's black in game, but I'm also just remembering that you have a HUD at the top that has your face on it, and that guy's white, and completely. The cover is Asian. Who's Rex Ronan?
He's being experimental. You guys haven't caught on yet.
Experimenting with
this game is next
race.
Level, and it's too much for you, apparently.
Okay, so we've hit the basics of what you're doing. Like, it's hard to talk about much more because there's not much, but like, if I could like get into some of the mechanics, like I never really understood, and you see it right from the beginning in the mouth, but I never understood like where the floor was. Like, it's hard to tell what you can stand on at times.
Yeah, and that's why I was saying poorly developed, because it's like false floors, false walls.
You're like through the floor at times.
Yeah, no, that I'll completely agree with.
Well, and to try to angle your gun, thankfully you've got a few different angles, so you can do like a diagonal mm-hmm. and different things like that. You can shoot directly under you if you do it properly, but there are still areas if you're trying to clean off all of this tar and plaque, which you actually don't have to. That's just to get your points up.
Right,
it's
and
not
I
a
didn't.
Part of winning the game. And to even kill some of the enemies because they're moving at times. It's almost impossible to get the angle working properly because of how weird.
If you're wanting to fully clean everything, the mechanic there is so strange. You have to like walk forward and backwards and adjust, and the hitbox on your little weapon is weird. And so there's stuff that it's going to look like you're cleaning that then you move and wasn't cleaned up, and it just ugh.
The jump is OP. I used to jump so much. It's such a like tall jump, and then he arcs, and I was actually able to dodge a ton of enemies just and run through the level.
Yeah, which is interesting that you don't really have to fight anything except that final microbot at the end of each stage. Again, Nolan, you did a first play, which is on our YouTube. Yeah. You can see his first experience with the game. And I feel like at just a point you're like, I'm already tired of this game, so I'm just going to try to speed run it. So you just kept jumping to the right over everybody.
It works. I didn't watch the speed run of this game because there is one, and they did it at AGDQ. But I can imagine he just jumps right the whole time.
Oh, yeah. It's just a matter of knowing where the enemies are going to be and trying to reduce lag while getting to the end fighting the boss.
See, that's not a game for me.
We didn't mention because it's so confusing, and I didn't really figure out how it worked out, and I would imagine that's similar to you guys. But the gun can be upgraded. So you've got mm-hmm. two different main functions of your gun. One is like a Super Mario Sunshine water gun spray.
Yeah.
And then the other is like this rapid fire single shot blast thing. They change colors too based on the power ups that you're picking up. I don't know which one was more powerful. I knew which one I preferred. But yeah.
Do you think Sunshine was inspired by Rex Ronan? For Flood?
More reasons than that. Clearly, Sunshine is just a derivative work.
Well, honestly, Mario was probably modeled after Rex Ronan.
Yeah, like they traveled back in time.
They traveled back
in time. Or Wario. Yeah. Isn't Wario purple?
Waluigi.
Waluigi? That is who, exactly, came from Rex Ronan. Did y'all, anything to say about these guns, guys?
I hated the projectile. I felt like I was weaker once I upgraded it.
You preferred the spray?
Yeah, just the standard spray or the upgraded spray, if that's even a thing.
Yeah, I think you could upgrade the spray. I think that rapid fire single shot thing is more powerful, but it's so slow to me, and I didn't care for it. Yeah.
I'm agreeing with you guys completely, and also apologizing for just laughing this entire episode instead of using words, but that's what this game did to me. It was so ridiculous.
Yeah. One other thing before we move out of gameplay, just because it's a major gameplay function, is that you're not able to shoot while running, which was a frustrating thing for me. You have to stop every time you're shooting, and which obviously slows down the game considerably. Just wish they could have made it, not that it would have been much better of a game, but that would have been an easy fix to make it at least a little bit better to be able to get Rex Ronan from point A to point B.
Yeah.
You know, from mouth to ear as soon as possible.
Well, that's a good point. Like, platforming really requires you to be able to, like, be moving most of the time. So stopping like that to do something very important constantly breaks up the gameplay so much that it's, like, not a platformer anymore. It's just some weird... I don't even know. But yeah, the flow of the game was just completely off.
Aged. I think in regards to its age, it's just another example of it aged poorly because it was created poorly.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a bad game from the start, in my opinion.
Yeah.
To some degree, and I'm... Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying like the game aged well.
You're doing devil's advocate.
Hey. No. I'm not. I'm advocating that it was... a kind of interesting insight into, like, the cultural mentality of the time. I think you guys were maybe a little too young to at least live right through the middle of it, but there was just, like, this mid-90s, there was just this huge, like, cultural anti-smoking push. And you saw it on TV commercials, and you saw the posters where half the guy's face was missing, and you heard it in the classroom, and just like again and again and again and again, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. And like, great message, don't get me wrong, I'm fully agreeing. Like, smoking is a terrible thing for your body. But the choice to do it as a video game, obviously very, very, very questionable. But it's almost a little like... time capsule into just how much that was the conversation and narrative going on. And I don't know what that's worth. It's just interesting to me.
Do you think, Kenny, knowing what you know and being in that era, that anyone stopped smoking or chose never to smoke because they played Rex Ronan, Experimental Surgeon?
Never statements are really hard.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm certain there's some kids that played this game that it was at least a contributing factor towards, you know, the wider conversation. But like, nobody was like, I'm going to smoke a cigarette. Oh, JK, I played this game. Or like, they're on the playground or on the bus going home after school. And, you know, one of the big eighth graders is like, hey, you want to smoke? And they're like, nah, I'm going to go home and play Rex Ronan. You know, like, it just, no. I don't see that.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
That don't smoke, don't smoke thing lasted, I remember, and I'm the youngest one here. It was a thing for a lot of
It stayed life. A conversation piece. At some point, though, I feel like it sort of shifted to just smoking being generally viewed negatively by most people. You know, and like restaurants quit letting it happen.
Culturally,
there was this shift. And I think as a result of all of this awareness and everything, it really was an intentional thing that ended up, broadly speaking, working.
Well,
but that doesn't mean that like this tiny little piece of that conversation can't be the worst way to go about doing it.
Yeah, I think the other contributors to... like one, the big one being science showing correlations of smoking to bad health was the main thing. But
well, I don't know. I'd probably say 50-50 science and Rex Ronan.
And Rex Ronan.
Rex Ronan is science.
This experimental surgeon saved lives, I'm sure.
Well, okay. Yeah. So like from a gameplay and enjoyment standpoint, though, this isn't a game. I disagree, Dustin. It's
this is definitely a game. I'll give it that 100%.
It's a game. Bad game, but it's a game.
Oh, it's an awful game.
And I would say it's a game second. It is fully and overtly a propaganda piece first.
It's hard to even call it something resembling a game.
Oh, no, you've got a goal you can completely, I mean, navigate. It's a platformer, 100%, and 100%.
Yeah, and it's on the Super Nintendo. It's not, I'm with you on this one, Dustin.
There's no question it's on the Super Nintendo, and it looks like it's on a cardboard box.
Well, no, it's awful. I completely 100% agree, but at least I'm controlling a character. I can move him wherever I want to. He's got a gun that he can shoot. He's black, white, and Asian at the same time. I mean, all of the elements that you need to be a game, it's got
plus,
it.
Plus, Nolan, your last argument was really, really weak. The Which Nintendo one? Switch is wrecking shop. And you play on cardboard boxes on that thing all the time.
Oh, please.
Or at least that's the plan.
I haven't played with that yet, so I can't control it.
Nolan, you mentioned, I think it's important to note here in regards to age, the false floors, false walls. There's tons of lag when more than two enemies are on a screen. And so you've got some of those horrendous thing, you know, aging things. And then I think when it comes to music, it's completely unremarkable. It reminded me, not in a good way, of Battletoads music, but just horrendous Battletoads music. So it's
like
that
really
same kind
terrible
of feel,
knockoff.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, just done really terribly.
Final thoughts.
At the end of each and every one of our episodes, we determine whether or not our game gets our vote for New Game Plus status, which is our general thumbs up or thumbs down. It requires 2/3 of the votes to swing one way or another. You already clearly know our opinion, but let us just take 1 minute each to summarize why we think this game is so bad. Nolan, will you start?
Sure. I don't like educational games on the console, and I don't know why, but I've never thought it worked. Like, Color Dinosaur was on console, you needed a VHS player to actually save an image. Like, they've just always been really annoying, and this one is probably the worst. Just the way that it's written, like the story and the text, and how it's just so heavy-handed with the message that they're trying to convey, that it's just so embarrassing.
Yeah, it's one of those, they tried so hard, it's almost like it's a parody of itself.
Yeah, it really is. And educational games can work, but I think they need to work on the PC, and I don't have a full answer why, but the only good ones I've ever played as a kid were the Magic School Bus ones, and they were actually kind of fun. But if you want to teach your kids things like math, that's just play an RPG that has stats and stuff, and play it with them and calculate your stats and stuff. I don't know. Don't play lame, boring games. It's not going to work.
So no.
No, I give it New Game Plus.
So, all that being said, I was thinking there really are some good educational games, and I do agree with you. I don't know what it is, but I think they're native to PC.
Yeah.
They're good. And so you had mentioned that one. There's some other ones. I don't remember one of the math games, but it's where it's like a monster, and you have to go into the different boxes with the numbers in them. I thought that me saying that would give y'all enough to be able to jump on.
I got nothing.
Someone else would know what it is and is going to tweet it to us this week or put it in Discord. Actually, do this. What is your favorite and what was your favorite edutainment game or educational game that you played growing up? And I guarantee you 95% of the time it's going to be on PC, whether it's Carmen Sandiego or Oregon Trail or that Number Cruncher. Is that what it is? Or any of those kinds of games. Magic School Bus, let us know this week.
Yeah.
For me, in regards to Rex Ronan, this is quite possibly one of the worst games we've played. It's hard to remember all of the bad ones we played when face-to-face with such an awful one this week. Most of the other really bad games, there's probably a handful, maybe 5, 6, 7 games that we played that have been just absolutely awful. The other ones I haven't enjoyed, but they haven't been necessarily like absolute mud. This is one that is garbage, just garbage. And I clearly do not give it my vote for New Game Plus. There's so many things wrong with it. Kenny made a mention of it earlier, that it's secondly a game and that it's first and foremost just a message to stop smoking. I think there's other ways that could have been done. And if I were to have to, if I was forced to play this today, I've never smoked, but I would definitely pick up
Smoke. You'd actually pick up the habit as a way to deal with this game. Yeah.
I gotta go take a
smoke break.
This game does not receive my vote for New Game Plus status. And Kenny.
Yeah, you guys summed it up well. I think for me, a lot of the question always is like, what prompted a video game to be made? We see a lot of these like games based on a movie where you can tell they were just after an audience and an easy cash grab, and it wasn't making a fun game, and then you end up with a bad game. And I think educational stuff tends to fall into that same category, but this one especially. Like, you can make a fun game and scatter in a whole bunch of learning, and you can put positive messages about staying healthy and negative messages about smoking or any other terrible behavior and find ways to put those into a game and it be effective. I really do think that that is doable, but they did a terrible job of it here. It feels like there was just so much funding flying around for anti-smoking everything that some guy like had a brother who knew some programming and they were like, well, let's get a grant to make a video game. And then the angriest person whose like favorite cat died from smoking lung cancer wrote the script for it because he was really bitter. Something. I don't even know. I can't make justifications. This was rough. And you guys said it. And so did I. And no New Game Plus ever.
It's not educational. It's just a PSA.
Right. In fact, it's not even misleading. It's teaching you things. It tries to drop these big terms with its caps. But like everyone knows what phlegm is. But you don't have to yell at us.
But also it's misleading. There's not addiction goop in your brain when you're addicted to something.
Right.
You can get rid of.
Like a weird combination of them trying to be kind of like weirdly anatomically accurate. I don't think they hit it, but like there's places where it looks like they tried. But then them like giving up on explaining addiction at all and just being like, you're addicted, and it being way overhand. It was just poorly done across the board.
Rex Ronan, experimental surgeon, does not get our vote for New Game Plus status. We actually had a couple of people write in this week letting us know their thoughts on this game.
Okay.
Felicia wrote in, said, so I'm finally all caught up on your podcast and decided to play along this week with Rex Ronan, experimental surgeon.
Poor Felicia.
First game to play along with us. This game just leaves me with many questions. Why would just one ex-employee's statement be such a problem for a tobacco company that they would bother sending microbots to stop life-saving surgery? And if it is such a problem, surely the microbots could focus on causing damage to assassinate Jack as opposed to being focused on the surgeon,
just
as
like,
they seem to have no problem committing murder.
Absolutely.
And then Felicia goes on to list question after question after question trying to make sense of this game, but that's impossible. She finally says, how many kids who had this game started smoking later in life due to the PTSD from their childhood? Yeah. How long before the randomizer picks a good game? Anyway, these are just a few questions I no longer think about, just like the game. At least it has some positives, like you can at least call this game a game, albeit a bad one, and it is mercifully short. I'm sure your episode will at least to be quality, unlike the game you'll be discussing.
I like that she gets caught up on the story, because I do too. Like, why? Like,
oh yes, so many plot holes.
I wonder if the I wish they would have gone with more dialogue. Like, someone's got info and they're sick. Wait, who? Jake Westboro. Oh God, send in the bots.
Oh my God. Like,
the newspaper headlines at the end of the game are just so oh my goodness. It's just
so the story is so bad. I'm usually so invested in stories, but when I know that they're bad, I don't try to make sense of it all. So like the 8 to 12 questions that Felicia had, I hadn't even considered once and don't want to waste my time considering.
If this was all a parody, this is my opinion of the game changes, but it's not.
Sure. Felicia, thank you for your email. Jessica also wrote in, and she is the one that we should be angry with. Honestly, immediately after I requested this to be added to the Retro Master list, I regretted it a little. I've since tried to make up for it in advance by trying to add a few good games to the list. Hope they pop up in the randomizer soon. You know how when you're a kid, you have these games you have and you play them because they're the games you have and you don't really have a budget to buy new games.
That's
true.
This
was one of those games for me. I received it as a birthday gift from a friend, and we knew immediately after we put it in the SNES that it wasn't good. I've never got past the lungs, historically, or this replay. There are so many good edutainment games out there, like Oregon Trail and Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego. It is so disappointing that there are games like this, and Mario is missing. Thank you all for sharing my childhood crappy game with me this week. I feel like we have all bonded over some terrible shared experience, and we're all a little closer now.
That's such an interesting and good point, though. We all had that game, you know, like just because you have it, so that's what you play.
Just play.
And mine wasn't crappy, but y'all didn't like it. But Star Soldier for N64, that was my I play it because I have it game.
See, and Sunset Riders was one of mine, but that is phenomenal.
Yeah,
but
that's an amazing game, though.
But giving it some thought, I bet I could come up with a game or two that I just had, and so I played because I had. I'd have to give it some thought off air, though. But Jessica made one other good point. I think that the one thing that makes this redeeming is that not only am I playing it along with you guys, but there's a community of, you know, of a group of people that are picking up these games, whether they're good or bad, and playing it along each week. That makes it a little bit redeeming.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll tell you mine, Dustin. Wheel of Fortune on the NES.
Dang. Yes, you would. And that's why you are the way you are.
I've played so much NES Wheel of Fortune. It's
explains
unreal.
Everything.
Yes. Clarity, right? Thank you, Felicia, Jessica, for sending in your thoughts. As always, please feel free to send in your thoughts to ngppodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to include them as a part of our podcast each and every week. But for now and forever, I will never again play Rex Ronan Experimental Surgeon. We are putting that to rest, and we are randomly selecting our next retro game of the week. Feel free to send in your game suggestions, 15 years old or older, any console, any genre. We've got 100 plus games on this list right now. And from that list, we are going to randomly select and find out what game we are going to be playing for the next 7 days. And it is I don't want to give too many details at first because you'll know what it is right away. So I'll give the ones that might be a little bit more vague up front. 2001.
No idea.
What console?
Yeah, I know. I think I have anything else I give is probably gonna tip the hand.
Okay.
Xbox, actually. Potentially our first Xbox game.
I know what it is. I think.
Developed by Bungie, published by Microsoft Studios, first-person shooter. Oh, we are going to be playing the OG Halo Combat Evolved.
This is one of the first games that's really put the 15-year rule into perspective for me. That's weird that this game is 15 years old.
Yeah, it can be over 15 years old now,
talk
right?
About pendulum swing, though.
It's crazy.
Yeah, we're going from one shooter to another.
That's true.
Wow. This is a big one.
We have already done an Elements episode on the Halo music.
Oh, we have. Which, in preparation for playing with us this week, you should go back and listen. Was that our first Elements episode?
Correct.
Yeah.
The music of Halo, and we dealt with Halo Combat Evolved 2, 3, maybe a few of the other ones. But this is the one where it all began in 2001, over 15 years ago. For the first time on this podcast, possibly, we're playing an Xbox title, Halo Combat Evolved. Play along with us this week.
And come talk about it with us this week. Master Chief will be in Discord, so come talk to him and all of the, what are the aliens called?
Cortanas,
that's not right. We have a Discord server, and all of our viewers, not all of them, but a lot of cool people are in there. So you can get an invite link to that on our Twitter.
Rex Ronan will also be in there answering any questions this week that you might have about his experimental.
Yes.
He'll be doing autographs, really small autographs. No,
there will be a Rex Ronan Not Safe for Work channel, so you don't
want to. No, quit saying that. It will replace the Princess Daphne one from last week.
Yeah.
You guys have me laughing so much.
Thanks for letting us know.
Some people, in case you couldn't tell. It's not like shaking my head. You can hear when I laugh. But what you can't hear is when I smile.
Go on to Patreon.
And I smile a whole lot every time I think of our wonderful patrons and how good you guys are to us. Your support in listening to the show and in supporting us each episode means the world to us. So thanks to all of you, especially to our producer level supporters, Zion, Bradley, and Gimberino. You guys make me grin.
You're our baby booze. We also want to thank our newest patron who actually wrote in this week for the first time. Felicia came in at $5 a month, which means in our upcoming Patreon pool, she'll be able to be a part of that.
Oh, sick. Thanks, Felicia.
Was there a Rex Ronin too?
We also have a social media, Facebook and Twitter at NGP Podcast. Find us on their YouTube channel, New Game Plus. You can see our first plays of various games. I don't know if there will be one this week. We've all extensively played Combat Evolved, but we'll see. We'll see what kind of extra content we'll be able to get you this week, as well as a regular Let's Play series of Dark Souls and Ocarina of Time. You can listen to us directly on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Music, or any other podcast provider. Make sure you subscribe so you're the first to get new NGP episodes, and leave a kind 5-star rating and review. Our episodes are now edited and produced by our friend Tom Tate. Join us next week as we play Halo Combat Evolved. Until then, I'm still Plaque.
I'm still experimentally surgery-ing.
I'm Master Chief.
We could have been like Plaque, Tar, and Leukoplakia, but you know.
You didn't tell
listen,
us
there's
the
no way I'm going to say that. Phlegm.
And this has been an experimental version of New Game Plus.
Phlegm.